Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that I think a lot of people are curious about. Why Sarasota keeps showing up on those best places to live lists. David, you work in this market every single day. What is it about Sarasota that just keeps drawing people in?
You know, that's a great question. I think Sarasota has this perfect storm of factors that just work together. You've got the weather. I mean, year-round sunshine is a huge draw. But it's not just that. It's the lifestyle, the culture, the beaches. And honestly, the real estate market itself is really attractive right now for both buyers and investors.
Right. So it's not just, oh, it's warm. There's actually substance behind why people are moving here. Can you break that down a bit more? Like, what are the actual factors that make Sarasota stand out?
Absolutely. So first, there's the quality of life. You've got beautiful beaches, a strong arts and culture scene. The performing arts here are world class. Then there's the outdoor lifestyle. People can golf, kayak, fish, enjoy waterfront living. For retirees especially, that's huge. But what people don't always realize is that Sarasota also attracts younger professionals and families. It's not just a retirement destination anymore. The job market is growing, schools are solid, and the cost of living, while it's gone up, is still reasonable compared to other Florida metros.
Oh, wow. I love that perspective because I think a lot of people do assume it's just retirees. But you're saying there's this whole younger demographic happening too. Is that changing the character of neighborhoods? Like, are you seeing different areas attract different age groups?
Definitely. Places like Laurel Park, Golden Gate Point, and the Rosemary District, those areas have become really popular with younger buyers and families. They've got walkability, trendy restaurants, boutique shops. We actually did a whole deep dive on this, the Bay Park effect, because these neighborhoods command a premium now. But then you've also got traditional neighborhoods where you'll find more established families and retirees. So Sarasota's got something for everyone, which is part of why it ranks so well.
That's really smart. So the neighborhoods themselves are diversifying. Now, from an investment perspective, because I know a lot of our listeners are interested in real estate as an investment, what makes Sarasota attractive to investors?
Great question. Sarasota's real estate market has shown strong appreciation over time. You've got both the luxury market, homes above $1 million have their own dynamics, and the broader market. Rental demand is solid, especially for seasonal rentals and long-term leases. The market's also becoming more diverse, so investors can find opportunities at different price points. Plus, people are coming here to stay, not just visit, which means sustained demand.
So there's actual demand fundamentals behind it, not just speculation. That's reassuring. I know you've also talked about some of the challenges in the market, like insurance issues. How does that factor into why Sarasota still ranks so high, despite those headwinds?
Yeah, so insurance depopulation is real. Citizens insurance has been a concern for a lot of homeowners and buyers. But here's the thing. People are still moving here, still buying, still investing. It's a challenge that needs to be managed, sure, and buyers and sellers need to understand it going in. We've got resources on that. But it hasn't stopped the momentum. People weigh the pros and cons, and the overall package Sarasota offers still wins.
So it's like, yeah, there are real issues to navigate, but they're not deal breakers. They're just part of the equation. Now, whether someone's inheriting a home here, thinking about downsizing, or looking to invest, how do you help people figure out their strategy in a market like this?
It really depends on the individual situation. Someone who's inherited a home needs to understand the tax implications and probate process. That's a whole thing. Someone looking to sell needs to know whether it's a seller's market or if they should wait. And investors need to understand pricing strategy and market timing. Every situation is different, but the key is having solid information and a clear plan.
I think that's the perfect note to end on. David, thanks so much for breaking all this down. For anyone listening who wants to dig deeper into specific situations, whether it's luxury real estate, inherited properties, or market timing, where should they go?
Thanks for having me. Reach out, check out the resources we've put together on everything from probate to pricing strategy to understanding the luxury market. Every situation is unique, and that's where the real value is. getting specific, actionable advice for your circumstances.
Perfect. That's David Liberatore. Thanks so much for being here. And thanks to everyone listening to my real estate podcast. We'll catch you next time.